So, did you ever see the president going walking by?
What?
Did you see the president walking by?
Oh, well, it was President Wilbur then.
President Wilbur?
And that's over at the house way over there. I don't know whether it's even still there. A great big house that became the music school.
Oh, the Knoll.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The Knoll?
It's called the Knoll, yes, I think.
Not the one that was the president's house. Hmm. The next president's house was Herbert Hoover's house.
You know? Right, and that's the current president's house.
Uh-huh, yeah, well, see.
You were near Hoover's house.
Yeah, yeah, I've been in both of the houses, of course. When I graduated, why, the Wilbers were living in that house that became the music school.
I see. Did you ever meet President Wilbur?
Sure, of course I did. That was little. We all met President Wilbur, you know.
Yeah.
And actually, he's from Iowa, you see. And my mother's father was a minister in Iowa, and I think maybe President Wilbur's father was. She knew his family anyway.
Yes. Huh. Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, the Sigma Nu house, just like a block, two blocks away from here.
Yeah, the Sigma Nu house was very close to us.
Huh. Now, there were sorority houses at that time, right?
Yeah, and the Gamma Phi house is right down the hill from there.
Kappa Alpha Theta, do you remember that house?
Sure, I remember them all.
Uh-huh. Were any new ones being built when you were there?
No. Actually, one house left, the Sigma Kappa house.
Did it burn, or?
Sigma Kappa is, Sigma Kappa. They didn't have enough people join.
So they sold their house?
So they quit. I mean, they they were no longer, in other words.
Well, they probably sold their house to the university.
I suppose. I don't know what they did with their house.
Huh.
But so there were 10 when I came, and then it was down to 9 when I left.
Wow. What did you remember when they banned the sororities?
Sure, I remember that very well.
Did they talk to you about that?
Oh, certainly. Gamma Phi's had a big meeting. Miss Yost was, of course, the one who wanted to get rid of the sororities, and I thought that was certainly pretty elitist when they would allow the fraternities remain and make the sororities leave. I didn't like it one bit.
Yeah. Did you try to do anything about it, or was there any campaign?
Well, I talked, but it didn't do me any good. I talked at the Gamma Phi meetings,
Were they resolved that was the proper course?
Well, some did and some didn't. There was a big argument about what should be done with the money from the house, whether it should go to Stanford or whether it should go to the Gamma Phi's.
You remember what the decision was?
Hmm?
What the decision was?
Well, finally, a compromise. We put it into money for scholarships at Stanford for the descendants of Gamma Phi, if there are worthy such.
Yeah.
I always wanted Nancy to go and get a scholarship, but she was sure they wouldn't give it to her, so she never tried. But because I don't know, I suppose there are a lot of them. I haven't any idea.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
But the money is administered by National Gamma Phi.
Huh.
But it is given to as a Stanford.
It still exists, too, far as you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's still a fund or a trust or something.
That's very interesting. When you were a student, did you have any sense that you had any sort of control over the university?
No.
No.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
It would never have occurred to me to even... such a thing.
Well, was there as much an emphasis on research at the time? Or was
Yes, I think there was a good deal. Maybe not as much as it... I think it's become more... Well, you know, there was a time when they talked about doing away with just the lower schools.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
With the undergraduate?
Mm-hmm.
The whole?
Just have it researched. But then there was a big hue and cry over that.
When was that? Do you remember?
Oh, it was along the way. You know, it's been so long. I don't remember just when these things were.
It was after you graduated, though.
It was, after I graduated. It was, I couldn't say just when it was, but then, there was a big fuss, and then they decided against that, of course.
Yes, Did you try to keep touch with the university or with the, I guess
Well, I didn't exactly try, but it just happened that a lot of our friends were professors at Stanford, so we, and then my daughter went to the campus school when she was a little girl.
Oh, and Bing School, was that it?
What?
Bing?
There's still, there isn't. It's, no, not Bing. It was a real little school. Do you know where the condominiums are there, right along the row?
Let's see, yes, that's
that
right.
That was where the school was. There was the
Pierce
nicest
Mitchell.
Little school you ever saw.
Uh-huh. Was it Pierce Mitchell?
Yeah, Pierce Mitchell now. But
yeah, I've known some people that were
there.
I
knew Pierce Mitchell very well.
Oh,
But the little school was there, and mainly they were children from Upper College Terrace, and the professor's children in that school. And we were living down here, but I wanted Babette to go to the school, so I talked her way into the school anyway, because it was such a nice little school, just a little school. And so consequently, her friends were all the children of professors. Most of the Upper College Terrace people were people who were getting their upper degrees, and so their children were. So we just, and Bill, he always was kind of connected with the university, my husband.
Yes. What was his occupation? What did he do, his occupation?
He was banker. And when we were quite young, and this is so funny when I think about what goes on now, we had just a little car that was an open car, and Bill worked for what was American Trust then, it's not Wells Fargo, and Cal Collins, who was also a Sigma Nu, worked for Bank of America, and the two young men used to go and pick up the money, and we used to take the money from the football games down to the bank and carry it in, just the two men. And now they have a Brinks car.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a much bigger take, but even then it was quite a bit for the times, you know.
Wow.
But things were just different, that's
just,
all.
People wouldn't come and rob it. It was just, it wouldn't be thought of. Huh. Hmm. But do you, let's see, you graduated, was it 1926?
Yes.
And was there the flapper thing going on at Stanford, or?
Well, I was in the flapper era.
Yes.
Did
you have bobbed hair?
Sure, I had bobbed hair. We all had bobbed hair. We all had bobbed hair, and we wore short skirts, but not short compared with the way they wear them now. And we did the Charleston and so on, but it wasn't, you know, it's like my mother was one of the gay 90s, and she said she couldn't remember it was so very gay, and that's the way I feel about the flappers.
Yeah.
It really was no big deal.
Yeah.
We did have the what was her?
Oh.
Well, one of the actresses came at one of the football games, and she was one that I think maybe it was the Wow Girl. She was a Hollywood actress, and she was full. She was considered quite risque at that time. People didn't know anything then.
did the campus had electricity when you
what?
Were the campus had electricity, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
We had telephones. When I first came there was still the little trolley going.
Oh wow. Huh.
There was a little trolley that was when my father was there too.
Huh.
They had the little trolley that
That's
came
right.
from the campus down. See, things were very different. There were no airplanes.
Yeah.
airplanes had been invented, and you saw them up there, and they were in the war. And then Varney put up a little field up north, Varney Field, just
uh-huh.
a little ways up near Redwood City, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And one of my friends and I went and flew in one of his planes.
Wow.
Very exciting, down over the campus, and it cost us $5 a piece.
Boy. Huh.
And that was, you know, there were no commercial planes.
Yeah.
Huh. Not for a long time after that.
Did the campus have a telephone system?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I forget when.
Telephone systems were early. We
yes,
had
that's
telephone
right.
system at
Yes, of
At
course.
Home in Washington
yeah.
when I was a little girl even. It was one of those kinds you did this,
yeah,
but at the telephones were not a big deal
no.
at that time. Mm-hmm. We already had them.
Now movies, I guess, did they have a movie house on campus? Or
a what?
Movies.
We had them downtown.
Downtown, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There was just one, I don't know. I've forgotten which. What was the name? The Stanford, I guess it was.
Huh. That's right. The Stanford Theater. Oh, now you had said your dad told you football stories. Do you remember any of those?
Oh well, yes, I remember when he got hit in the head, and he was then captain, or at least he was quarterback, maybe, and so he was running the show, and he. Was knocked out, and
wow.
they didn't realize it. You see, he didn't realize it either, and so every play he'd grab the ball and run.
Oh, I mean, he's kind of in a daze.
He didn't know what he was doing, and they didn't know what he was doing either. That was one of his stories. And then, of course, he told that story about the not having the football for the first game.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That many
that
times.
That was written around,
when,
yeah. And they, when they use it? A what? Rag or something? A towel?
Oh, they finally used it, but they had to wait
oh.
4 hours or something
huh.
to, neither team had a,
that's right,
a ball
for the big game.
When they got there.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And so that was
yeah.
Interesting. And he told about one of the men, I can't remember whether it was Crothers or Kiesling or
mm-hmm.
or one of those men who got his teeth knocked out, and they didn't have any money then, you know, at all. And did you ever see the clothes they wore? No protection of any description. And this man got his teeth knocked out, or this boy, they were really boys, and they didn't have any money to pay to get his teeth fixed. So he was mad he wasn't going to play. unless they would fix his teeth. And but he had a girlfriend, and they got him to play by getting her to go and sitting down where he could see her and she could see him, and he wanted to show off for her, of course. And then every time they'd change the field, they'd move her over on the other side so he'd be on that side. So that was one story that he told.
That's a good story.
And I never did hear if the poor boy got his teeth fixed. I suppose he did sometime. They didn't, you know, the school didn't have any money for football.
Hmm.
They just did it. I don't know where they got their uniforms. I guess they bought them themselves, I suppose, or something.
Did your dad ever play football when you were growing up with him?
What?
Did he ever play football just for fun when you were growing up with
him? No, not that I know
yeah.
of. He thought girls should not really be in sports activities. That's one way where he was.
Hmm.
He didn't want us to. We did, though, anyway.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we did what we could. I mean, what sports were offered us, we did.
Right. What do you remember? What sports those were?
Oh well, hockey especially.
Ah.
Women's track. We were in track too.
Huh. That's interesting.
I was very poor, but I really loved it anyway.
Ah. What did you run?
I used to run the hurdles.
Oh wow, that's
and
great.
I liked that. Huh. Leap.
Yeah. Did you ever set any records or?
Oh no.
No.
I don't think they didn't ever even time us. We weren't interesting, you know.
Yeah.
But we had fun doing it anyway.
Oh, that's great. This is the women's Stanford women's track team.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your picture in the yearbook?
No.
No?
No. I'm not sure that I even had my picture in as the hockey team. I don't remember about that.
Huh.
But I didn't play basketball. I was never good at throwing a ball.
Huh. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. These are about all the questions that had come to my mind.
I'm sorry, I don't think you got very much, but I...
Oh, no, this has been fantastic. It maybe just seemed like old stories to you, but it's very interesting.
Well, you know, people don't realize when they talk to me about my youth, they think of me as being like it is now. It wasn't
is
now at all, you know, excepting that the earth was here.
Yes. Well, what are the most significant ways you think things have changed?
Well, there were cars then, of course, but not many.
That's right.
So
people walked mostly?
People walked a great deal more. I used to go to at that time, they had the children's hospital still at, I mean, only it was a little tiny house over there on the edge of the creek. And I used to walk over there every Monday afternoon, which was quite a walk, I read to 20 little boys every Monday afternoon at what was the children's hospital then. They brought those children down from the city on every Monday afternoon. I always was quite pleased that I'd done that because it was really the only contact I had much with little boys. And because I did work in Girl Scouts and so on, but I didn't have any sons and I just never knew, and I didn't have any brothers. Uh-huh. I didn't know little boys much, but those poor little boys I got very well acquainted with.
Was there much volunteer work being done by the students?
Yes, they all, they, there was a lot of work done for the children's, I mean, some girl went there every day of the week. I read in the paper that Mrs. Packard did that when she was in school, you see.
Huh.
And then the boys used to go over and do the garden work and so on around the place. As a matter of fact, I think it was they would sentence them to going and giving time.
I see. So it was seen as a duty of every student at Stanford?
No, I think that was, some of them did it voluntarily,
yes.
But this was something when they had done something they shouldn't, the council was...
Like fraternity council or judicial council?
I don't know which council. I would say it was more than the fraternity council,
the university.
Because I think it. I think any.
Wow.
Any.
That's boy very interesting.
Was that was one punishment they had to give?
I see.
Time.
In public service.
Service on the campus. Now maybe it wasn't only there, but I know it was there. Maybe they did other work around the campus too, I don't know. No doubt good for them.
Do you remember, were fraternities pulling pranks?
What?
Did the fraternities pull pranks?
Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Were the fraternities doing various pranks and tricks?
I don't think so.
No?
Nothing that I ever knew.
Yes. Did people sit on top of flagpoles or ever do anything like that?
Not that I know of. Uh-huh. I don't believe so. I think I'd have known.
Yeah.
I went up to the fraternity house once with Bill, just at the end of school, and I was absolutely appalled at the way it looked.
This was the Sigma Nu house?
Uh-huh.
Was it all completely messy, or...?
A disaster.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Was there, what, just things strewn on the floor, dirt in the corners?
Well, it must have looked to me that way. I don't know. It looked awful. I couldn't believe that they would, because I'd never been there before when it wasn't ready for a party, you know.
So this is just, you went there during the normal day.
Uh-huh. Went up, Bill went to get something.
This is Bill, was this your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Snitch. How do you say your name?
What?
How?
Is Snitcher.
Snitcher. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see. Wow. Was he shocked? Or did he?
Oh, no. Oh. He knew what it was going to be like, it had, you know, I didn't know it was going to look like that.
Do you remember there was a big Persian rug in the living room? Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember the furnishings much. Uh-huh. It always looked nice.
Yes.
We used to dance quite a bit, and there wouldn't be any rugs. Yeah. I expect they took them off.
Right, right. Was there, did they have a band playing in the house?
Yes, like usually they did. I would say, yes, I'm sure they had.
Yes. Did they, let me see. I don't remember the house well enough. Was it, did they play in the big living room with the columns in it? With the big, the Sigma Nu insignia?
Well, you enter into quite a large entry hall, and there's one room to the right and one to the left.
Right.
And the one to the left was the bigger room.
Right, right.
The way I remember.
That's where the dance bands would play.
Yes, but we danced all the way through, the way I remember.
Oh, huh.
It was...
And that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Because there was one big room on the left, and then a little on the other, there's a wall, and then slightly less big on the left. And there was a doorway between
them. Yes, I remember that room.
Uh-huh. And you would dance through all those rooms? Or?
I'm not sure we danced in there. I think maybe we put our coats and so on in that room.
Do you remember that being called the sun room?
I don't remember. Yeah. I didn't know what they called it, I don't think.
Hmm. Did people ever go on the roof? Do you remember?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. And was there any kind of a kitchen in the house?
What?
Was there a kitchen?
Oh, yes. They had a cook. Chinese cook, I think.
Wow. A man? A male cook? And was the kitchen downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. In the basement?
Well, I don't know exactly where the kitchen was. Huh. I assumed it was right there on that same floor, because the dining room was on that floor.
Right. Someone said there had been a dumbwaiter.
There may have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Huh.
I never ate there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't think I ever ate there, excepting it when there were the buffets and so on, but just to go and eat there, I never did.
Huh. Do you remember what that plaque said that your dad had written?
No. It was, about like that picture of that tree.
Huh. Huh. Well, maybe I'll have to see if I can find some reference to it.
Well, it's probably like, I thought, well, maybe he'd like to see a picture of how I looked.
Uh-huh.
And I had a picture that I had taken, and I think I gave it to Bill. I mean, we exchanged pictures along the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did with that picture. And it's a very nice picture in a very nice frame.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I did with it.
Huh. Well, do you think, would you have any interest in giving any of these manuscripts or things to the archives?
Well, I don't have them anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. It might be that I gave those to my grandson.
Yes.
I should have given them to Stanford.
Uh-huh.
But I gave them to my grandson. I was hoping he'd go to Stanford, but he didn't. And, my daughter, we were talking the other day, she doesn't remember where they are at all. She's moved quite a bit, and she has a lot of books, and she's moved them all, and sometimes couldn't get them onto shelves
and
so on, you know.
Well, I know that the archives would certainly be interested in anything, you know, even just getting copies.
They would?
Oh, yes.
I thought they must have copies of that.
No, it's, you know, it's surprising how little they have, and there's nothing on Carl Clemens, and there's nothing on your father.
They don't have that, the copies of the Daily Palo Alto?
Oh, yeah, they've got that, but nothing specifically, not the correspondences between Jordan and
well, see, I don't. Ginny,
yeah,
my younger sister had that, and I bet she has no idea where.
Yeah, well, I guess if you happen to find any of those things, you know, you might just call the archives,
mm-hmm.
or if you know, you might tell your Ginny or your other kids just to keep on the lookout.
My father actually felt like he was quite important when he was at Stanford,
uh-huh.
and I
well,
guess he was.
Yes.
But when it came time for us to go to school, he couldn't believe that we wouldn't just walk in, you know.
Oh.
I mean, he sent us, then
yeah.
we'd walk in. That's all there was to it.
Hmm.
But by that time, they had begun having tests that Terman,
that's right.
had devised, I
uh-huh.
think, or
yes, that's right.
I mean, well, I knew Professor Terman,
huh?
But and of course he would be considered very bad now because he came and gave a talk one day to the PTA on the campus, and he was talking about gifted children, and of course my daughter's very gifted in my eyes,
uh-huh.
so I went up. And she is, actually.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I went up to him and said, well, what should I do for my daughter being gifted, you know?
Yes.
And he said, oh, with the girl, just let her grow.
Wow.
My goodness, that wouldn't be allowed now, you
know. No. Well, what did you think when he said that?
Well, that was, see, my daughter's 55, and she was probably 8 years old or
uh-huh.
7 years old or something then.
Uh-huh.
So that was a long time ago,
right,
you
right.
see. Almost 50 years ago. And times have certainly changed, didn't
they? I mean, when he said that, did you sort of think, yes, that's perfectly correct?
I accepted it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I just accepted it.
Yes.
But although there was something in me that always wanted to do something,
yeah.
you see. I mean, when I was home, I was writing.
Right.
And then when I started working, I took to it like a fish to water.
Wow. Huh.
So you
definitely realized you had a sort of independent streak? Or,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I did have an independent
yes.
streak, which I think maybe we all did.
Uh-huh.
Also, I think that might have a little bit, I don't know, maybe it was just born in me. Both my parents were quite independent
uh-huh.
people.
Yes.
But also, we grew up in that camp, you see, and in a way, it was if my parents were the Duke and Duchess and we were the princesses,
yes. uh-huh.
and the idea that anyone would consider we weren't more than perfect was...
That's funny.
We're less than perfect,
yeah.
I mean, was never occurred to us.
Huh.
And... that's a strange way to grow up, I think.
Mm.
Doesn't happen very much
yeah.
anymore.
Huh. when you were at Stanford, did you get the feeling that it was a very small, close-knit community? Sort of everybody kind of knew each other, or at least there was
a warm... Well, it was. I mean, everybody did pretty well.
Uh-huh.
At least the girls knew each other
yes.
very well.
And were you able to interact with the faculty on a sort of casual basis, or was it
quite,
all?
Quite. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Quite. I was quite good friends with a number of the English faculty.
Ah.
I didn't have much to do with the
uh-huh.
rest of them because...
Yeah. Would they, like, invite students into their homes to have dinners, or that...
No.
No.
No, we...
What sort of things
well,
did you do together?
Well, we used to have our verse writing class on the lawn at Professor Seward's, but we were not exactly
No.
Invited into his home.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Bailey, I was invited to her house. She used to read. She was very good at reading, and she'd read novels to students. Mm, mm. And so I knew her quite well.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But not a lot of them. Now, my father knew many of them. Mm. When I first came to Stanford, well, a lot of the people that my father took me to meet his old professors and their wives, because he knew them.
Yes,
see, it was a very small school then. But it was this very small school when I was there, too. But I was used to small territories.
Yeah.
See, Cornell's very small school altogether.
Do you remember,
Not any bigger than Stanford.
Was there a Telluride house?
What?
Telluride house at Cornell? Do you remember that?
A what?
Telluride house?
I don't know.
At Cornell, okay.
That's a long time ago. Very long time ago. We did have, there had been fraternities there, you see. My father was a Sigma Nu at Cornell.
Right.
And
So both of you both went to Cornell and Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get his degree at Cornell, or did he transfer out?
Yeah, he got a degree, and then he came and got an advanced degree.
Oh, I see. In what did he study at Stanford?
He majored in physics.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then he went up to Washington and was going to be an attorney first. Hmm. Most everybody in his family were attorneys. And although they were from Iowa, I don't know why he went to Washington. But at any rate, he did, but didn't like that.
Hmm.
And then he had a newspaper.
Wow.
And of course, that was fun for him. And then he was in politics then, too.
Oh.
He didn't run for anything, but he was the power behind the throne. And then he was in the real estate business, and then he opened the mill. When I was about 5 years old when he opened the mill.
I see.
Maybe a little younger, but I was about five when we first went up to the camp.
So then you went to Cornell, and then did you get a degree there?
No.
Oh, you?
No,
you transferred.
Transferred to Stanford.
As a junior?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you were down here, did you continue to stay in the area?
Well, Bill came north and worked for my father for a little bit, but he didn't like it. So we came back. We weren't gone very long.
I see. So you met your husband at Stanford?
Yes.
How did you meet him?
Actually, I met him through the Sigma Nu.
Oh. How did you get... Did you go to a dance there?
Some sort of a, an affair.
Wow. Oh, that's fascinating.
Uh-huh.
I've known a lot of couples who have met in that house and gotten married. So that's interesting.
I think maybe at first I was considered a duty because, see, after all, Papa, the plaque still was on the wall then and so on.
So you're like the princess of the house.
Well, not really.
No. But
nevertheless, I was considered that they should pay attention to me, you see.
Yes, so that, you know, so that there wouldn't be any bad reports going home to...
I guess so.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's interesting. So then you moved back here, and this would have been in the 30s, or?
Oh, we moved back just before the big crash.
Oh, wow.
And we were here for the big crash when people were jumping out of the windows.
Yeah.
And so on.
Did it affect this area very, very strongly?
Yeah, it did, quite a bit. We were very poor, all of us, but we had, you know, as I said, most of our friends were, well, at that time, a number of our friends went back to school because they didn't have jobs, you know, and got other degrees.
They went back to Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we, the people that we saw most were these friends who were going back to get advanced degrees. Not all of them, but they were all our Stanford friends that we saw all the time. And so, and some of them, they, friends that had been Bill's friends in high school even, and then they were friends all through Stanford, and then we all, strangely, the wives all liked each other, so we all were friends and stayed friends, still are. There are too many of us left, of course, but... Just one man.
Wow. Did the, well, let's see. I guess you've seen the whole valley, you know, get built up.
Oh, well, this Palo Alto was a little town when I came. I think there were about 8,000 people.
Wow. And farm, the orchards were there, or farms all around?
Yes. Even in, let's see, about 1935, say, this was the edge of town. There were fields on beyond.
Wow. Gee.
We used to go and walk down in those fields. I'd take Babette and some of her friends, and they'd slide down into the dry creeks on the grass, you know. But goodness, it's full to the bottom now.
That's right. Well, I guess this was mostly after World War II that it got really built up.
Yes, it began, it was 8,000, the next I knew it was 12,000, then it was 18,000, and my mind stopped there. But actually, we're up into 55 or something like
that's right now.
It's amazing.
Do you, I mean, Stanford doesn't have that small town quality compared to what it used to have.
No, but it always seems small town to me still, and so does Palo Alto. I don't know, maybe just because it always was small town to me.
Do you get back on campus much anymore? Have you?
Not much. No. I belong to Friends of the Library. But I have... bad arthritis, and it's hard for me going up and down steps, and I don't like to go to things. Do you know the faculty club? You can't get in, really, without going down those steps,
you know.
And I don't want to do it because I could, but I'm just so lame, you know. And so I don't go. I pay the dues, but I don't go.
Well, do you have friends or family in the area that you know, keep you company, or
you mean to go?
I mean, just now.
Oh, well, I have my daughter and my grandchildren.
They live in town, or
yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
I have my daughter, and she's a widow now. Amazing, and. Then I have four granddaughters and a grandson. She had five children.
Wow.
Hit the jackpot with her.
No great-grandchildren yet?
What?
No great-grandchildren?
One.
All right.
One. There's only one of the girls was married. They're twins. Those on the wall are twins.
Oh, wow.
And they look like Babette. See, this is Babette. Well, you can't see her, but she's the colored picture. And then the pictures by her are the twins.
Yeah.
And they look very much like her. And they have red hair. And Katie, the eldest, has red hair. She's a tennis player. She did play with the Slims for quite a while. But then her father died and she was his executrix, and she spent so much time getting the estate closed that she didn't go to places, and she lost her ranking. And so then she decided, she was number 21 in the world for quite a while, but but it's nerve-wracking. As she said, then she had to try to be number 10, you know, if she was number 21.
And
so she was kind of glad to To
What division is this?
Well, that was, you don't follow tennis,
no.
I guess. Well, the Virginia Slims are the pros,
I know.
She played along with Chris Everett and him.
Wow.
And
gee. What's her full name?
Navratilova, and her name's Kate Latham.
Kate Latham.
Huh. If you follow tennis, why she's...
Yeah, wow. That's, which one is...
No, that's my daughter. Katie is my eldest granddaughter.
Oh, is that one of them, Katie?
No,
those
the twins. Those are the twins. My, that's my daughter.
That's your daughter.
That's
her
when she was a little girl. And those are her twin daughters.
And is one of them Kate?
And that's Katie when she was a baby. I'll show you the...
Oh, I see.
But I look at the books that have been written on, and I think, I don't know what generation did it. Whether I did it, whether my daughter did it, whether... her kids did it.
Was there tennis when you were in school?
What?
Was there tennis at Stanford when you were going?
There was, but we weren't terribly active. They're very active now.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, and of course, Katie knows all them, too. Let's see if they're... these are my grandchildren. at least... much about Stanford.
No, it was wonderful information, and I thank you very much.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
Yes, so what I'll do is I'll probably make a copy of this tape and give that to the archives.
Uh-huh.
And then if they're interested in writing it up and printing it out, they would mail you a release form.
Oh.
And you would need to sign the release form.
I can't imagine they're being interested in doing that. They couldn't possibly.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. So, yes, well, I was very delighted to meet you. And
where are you from? What about you?
Well, I grew up in Southern California, and I went to high school in Marin County.
Oh, you're from Marin.
That's right.
Oh, where, what part?
Drake High School, San Anselmo.
My... would be your grandparents' age.
Ginny, what's her
Virginia
last name?
Virginia Merrill.
Virginia Merrill.
They live in Sausalito.
I see. What was your mother's maiden name? Was she a Stanford? No, she went to college in somewhere else.
She didn't go to Stanford.
No.
She went to the University of Washington.
Right, right.
And
Virginia
her
Merrill.
Daughters, Molly Merrill, and Molly married Bill Sterling, Dr. Sterling's son. She lives in Molly and Alice, they're all too old for you. Because they're quite a bit older than my grandchildren. Feel like to do something to further the... friendship, but I wouldn't know how. So
well, actually, I was interested in maybe a copy of that thing your father wrote. If that,
I don't have. Oh, you mean
just a Xerox
in
the lumber, the lumber company.
Oh, sure, if you want that, you can have it. That was in the 1921.
Whoop! Get that.
I've never read it, but...
Huh. Well, so you don't need this, or...
I'd like it back.
Oh, okay. Mm. I can...
have two of these, but I don't know whether he wrote anything in these.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. I guess the easiest thing would be to just mail it back.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be all right. See, this was during the war. World War I.
Ah, wow. Is there a picture?
And that's
here?
The hall that they built.
Wow.
See, Alpine Council.
Uh-huh.
See.
Ah. Wow.
Alpine Council Victory Hall.
Hmm. Well, maybe I could copy both of these.
Okay. This was a boy that was killed in the war.
Hmm.
And someplace. Someplace, maybe in another copy. We We got a silk flag for
wow.
putting the most money in of a town of our size,
wow.
which was a very small town, in Warbuns or something. I don't know what, but it was.
All right. Okay, well, I'll just photocopy these and then send them back to you.
Okay. Well, there were loads of them. I don't know. There was one every year for a long time, but I didn't keep them.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Huh. Okay, well.
This has been an interview with Kate Snitcher, Stanford graduate in 1926 and daughter of Carl Lane Clemens, who was in the first class of Stanford students when it opened in 1891. Clemens founded the Beta Chi chapter of Sigma Nu Fraternity, whose chapter house is now Synergy House Co-op, and was the first president of Leland Stanford Junior University Cooperative Association, which created the first university bookstore. This is Dr. Lee Altenberg, Stanford graduate in 1985. This interview took place in Mrs. Snitcher's home in Palo Alto on Wednesday, June 29th, 1988.